we're ready to party. Get some of those feel-good hormones going.
Yes, thank you, Alexandra. So the ideal party is described in the book Wishcraft as barn raising, and it's an essential part of the Barbara Share success team format. So the typical success team, as Barbara describes it in her manuals, is 8 evenings with a distance of 1 or 2 weeks. You are one group. During the first 3 evenings, meetings, it doesn't have to be an evening. So during the first 3 meetings, you get in touch with your dreams and you decide one project, yes, or even the scanners, one project that you are going to follow during this success team. And then you're going to work on your project. You make a backward plan, as I described earlier. And when you start doing, you're going to meet other obstacles. And you have your success team to deal with the obstacles. And you together have organized an idea party. That means you organize an evening who brings food and drink and invite more friends so that you have more brains than your 6 people from the success team. And this is usually the seventh evening of the success team. So you have a common project, you invite your friends, you tell your one after another your wish and obstacle. And after the success team members, even the guests have also the possibility to tell their wish and obstacle. And it has to be strictly organized with a timer, like a timer, so that everybody has the same amount of time appropriate. You usually have a break where you meet in the kitchen. And this is an essential, a crucial part for more information exchange and exchanging business cards and so and ideas. And then you continue and you keep in touch. You write down all your ideas. Every idea is okay. Even the craziest one is welcome. Name it, write it down. You can, and everything, find a good pen. Alexandra may explain it also. And this is the 7th evening. In the 8th evening of the success team, you meet together. You have your conclusion. You continue working on your dreams, and you decide whether you want to stay with a dream. You will be a huge step forward than in the beginning. It's my experience from every success team. And then your life has changed and you continue and you have learned a method, various methods to deal with ideas, and you won't see any obstacles, because as soon as you start your wish enough to mention your wish and obstacle, I think you're going to start creating ideas. So just let's get a Kostprobe. Was das Kostprobe?
A sample idea.
A sample now, moderated, yes, by Alexandra. Now, during today and next week, we invite you to a German idea party on Thursday evening and on Friday on English. So back to Alexandra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Astrid. And then your life will be changed. Yes.
Hi, Elias.
It's great.
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
Ah, there you are. Hello. I will go ahead and explain now exactly what is going to happen. If we were in that wonderful situation that Astrid described, we would whether it was part of the success team, we would know each other. Or if it was an evening party, as she said, we might have something to eat and to drink and have an icebreaker exercise. It would be a lot more comfortable. But we can't have that especially through Corona and COVID. So we came up with this shortened version. It's intense. I'll tell you. You have 1 minute. Okay, is it right, Elias, the way that I say it?
Yes.
Okay. You have 1 minute to describe your wish as explicitly as possible, and what you have done very shortly to try and overcome the hurdle already that you have, your wish and your hurdle. You have a minute after that, the other people to ask, like, if you need it, if there any a misunderstanding, do I know what I'm brainstorming for? Any clarification that Elias can give you still. After that, we have a whole 3 minutes. And since this is an online format, and since we are in a Zoom room, for you to write down your ideas as fast as possible in the chat. I will read them out afterwards. So again, as Astrid said, no filters, just whatever comes into your head, as crazy as possible. He will not be judging. He will not be talking. We just eventually be reading, or when we're all finished, to download and save your chat in there. Then you will have the ideas with you later. We would be writing them down for you. And if you have a problem with that, we can tell you how that works. And then you may speak when I read them all out. And then just what is your first, you have about a minute or two just to give us a spontaneous summary or impression, or maybe some idea popped out that you thought that's going to be wonderful. So that's how it works. And then that's it. That is the scope of tonight's or today's example idea party, especially for somebody who thinks it might be a bit scary to do one. We don't know each other, but wonderful ideas come from people who don't know you. So you now have 1 minute to talk, to tell us then what is your wish and hurdle.
Good. Thank you. We're kind of used to it, but it still amazes us each time. And this is why we say, come to an idea party. You'll like it. And everybody's, oh, I don't know. Because they think they've thought of everything. Some people do, right? They say, oh, yeah, no, it's not going to be. And especially, I have to thank all of you, because they're perfect strangers, basically. And it's the experience they've had that just come, like, just boom, all of this pops up. It's absolutely amazing, such creativity. Amazing. Okay. Oh, well, thank you, all of you. That was great. And that, yes, Astrid.
Yes, usually we ask the person who got all these ideas, which idea you love most. But I think this is really, there's tons of ideas, difficult. And what is your first step that you're going to do?
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's absolutely what Astrid said. You can imagine if you were in a success team program, people would know you. They'd be able to, you know, and you'd have time to absorb it. But they would hold you to the, we can't do that today, but they would hold you to the accountability of saying, okay, Elias, so what's your next step? We're getting together in 2 weeks. What is it that you're going to bring? You know, how and can we help in any way? Even more information. What I liked here was even in this, in 3 minutes, there was, like, I'm overwhelmed. Like I said, I can't type that fast. Like, I mean, I didn't even think as fast as you typed, but I mean, there were questions there that make you think, not just, you know, look here, look there, which is for us, most of us, the obvious ones, but like, think about things, have fun with that. We're on the Facebook group, Natasha, maybe you can help me with that. Is it Scanners or Astrid? We do have a Facebook book, a group where you could check in. Which one is it?
We have various Facebook groups. Yeah. We have a Facebook group called Idea Party with Barbara Scher Coaches. There is another Facebook group from Barbara Scher called Idea Party. On the Barbara's Club page is an Idea Party. And you might leave your profile here so that those who still produce ideas could contact you if you want to. Mm-hmm. And at any point, when you work with somebody, look when the eyes start sparkling. This is unfehlbar. That's real sign.
Right. Said that it's so inspiring. If you watch the face, you see the three things that inspired. That's right. And that is the thing. You'll be sitting there and it's like, yeah, well. And then Barbara would say, ooh, what was that? What just passed through your head? Ooh, used to zero in on that. That's right. And if you post in any of those, one of us will be on there at some point. We'll find you. Then if you want to tell us what happened, because we don't always get feedback on what's happened in the parties, and it's great. We're very, very happy if we do. Well, thank you very much for your idea. Glad we picked up on it.